Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. 2025 marks the University of Delaware football program's transition to FBS football following its invitation to join Conference USA. The change is an important milestone for UD, elevating the Blue Hens to the highest level of competition in NCAA football. However, it also presents UD with some challenges as it navigates unfamiliar terrain. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's University of Delaware summer intern Brendan Patterson reports on how the UD Athletic Department is meeting those challenges.
The 2025 season puts the Blue Hens on a new path. Gone are the days of being one of the bigger fish in the Football Championship Subdivision, or FCS, with aspirations of making the playoffs and competing for an NCAA championship. In the Football Bowl Subdivision, otherwise known as FBS, Delaware is an underdog and in its first year will be ineligible for its new goals, a Conference USA title and a postseason bowl bid, goals it can shoot for starting in 2026. The Blue Hens have been laying the groundwork for the change since accepting an invitation to Conference USA in 2023. While some other UD sports will compete in Conference USA, football is the headliner and UD's decision to make the jump is a bold one. Jordan Skolnick is UD's interim director of athletics.
You know, it's a really exciting moment for us because this is an opportunity for our whole university to be able to get more exposure and more visibility. And so we've, you know, really been able to think through a lot of different mediums and channels that we have to connect with people to get them excited about this change from FCS to FBS and going to Conference USA and really aligning our athletics with the great academics that are here at the university.
Despite the opportunity to generate increased interest in UD football and the university, the promotion to Conference USA comes with some changes at odds with UD football tradition, including the loss of some of UD's long-standing rivalries. While some will remain through non-conference games, a number of the Blue Hens' most important rivalries, such as Villanova, will fall dormant. The Blue Hens will also contend with playing some weeknight games, deviating from their standard Saturday game days of the past. This year, four of UD's games will be played on days other than Saturday, and two midseason games will be played on Wednesday nights, including an October 22nd home game with Western Kentucky. Rob Barrow, director of the Blue Hen Touchdown Club fan organization, realizes these types of shifts can be hard for some to accept, especially for some old guard fans.
So there are some that are resistant to the change. They think that we should be a small time program and just be good at that, be good at small time football, Division II, FCS, whatever you want to call it.
It's also a dynamic that could reduce interest in attendance initially among UD students. News Journal Delaware Online sports reporter Kevin Tresolini has covered Blue Hen football for over 25 years and is a UD alum. He is uncertain if students will rally to weeknight games and opponents like Middle Tennessee and Louisiana Tech.
Well, they certainly need to respond better than they have. I mean, I've been really disappointed in Delaware students' response to the athletic teams.
But the changes are not all challenges. There are also opportunities to build a stronger fan base. The Hens will play more games against high-profile teams that fans recognize. This year, they travel to face Colorado and its head coach, Deion Sanders, while hosting UConn. Future schedules include Penn State, Virginia, Maryland, Pittsburgh, and Indiana. They will also see the return of past rivals, James Madison and Temple.
We've got UConn and JMU and Buffalo and Temple, Coastal Carolina, all those teams scheduled to come to Delaware Stadium. And that renewal of rivalries from a non-conference standpoint is something that I think people are really, really excited about.
And those weeknight games, they will be on national TV, broadcast by ESPN. Getting on ESPN is one of the biggest wins for Delaware to come out of joining Conference USA, allowing fans from all over the country to view Blue Hen games from the comfort of their living room. And their games will also be on ESPN Plus, which Barrow sees as a major upgrade from paying to stream games on Flow Sports, as fans needed to do up until now.
Turning on ESPN or ESPN Plus or whatever and saying, hey, the Hens are on, and being an alumni that, say, lives in New York or Florida or whatever, they could be like, okay, we're on here. We're on TV. Let's watch the game. You know, I think that's really going to help the program a lot. And I think it's going to bring more crowds into the games as well.
Skolnick also sees ESPN as a way to draw students to UD games, offering a chance to show off their UD pride on a much bigger stage.
Now they get to be on national TV, so I can't wait to see some of our students painting their faces and having signs and really making it fun. And I know Delaware students are going to rise to that occasion.
And Skolnick says UD also plans to do its part to create an atmosphere that students and other fans want to be a part of whenever the Hens take the field at Delaware Stadium.
Yeah, so one of the new things this year is called the flight path. And so we're going to have the team, the bus is going to drop off the team in front of our hospitality space that is it's powered by the Shell Brothers. It's called the Hen House. And we'll have that, and the team will walk out. We'll have the band. We'll have Spirit, you know, cheer, mascot, all down there. So we're hoping that people are going to come down there to be able to, you know, welcome the team as they come into the stadium and then get ready for the game.
It's clear that with the move up to Conference USA that UD is diving headfirst into deeper waters. But seasoned Blue Hen observers like Barrow and Tressolini think now is the time for the shift. FCS served its purpose for a time, but UD is ready to take the FBS plunge. And they agree. If they're right, UD fans will get on the bandwagon.
I'm not sure how well it's going to do at very first, you know, when we do this. But I think as people recognize, as long as we're winning games, I think people will recognize that, hey, Delaware's there, and maybe that'll spur like the average guy from like Middletown or Smyrna or Dover or Wilmington or whatever to say, hey, we got a college football team here now. Let's go to the games.
How many games they win will be the indicator. And I certainly think they have the capability to win several this year.
Skolnick is optimistic too. He's seen the work the players are putting in and says they and all those supporting them are waiting with bated breath for the chance to show Delaware what they're made of.
There is more that's the same than is different. You know, they are ready to go and compete to win games. That doesn't change.
I'm Brendan Patterson, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Brendan, for this story and all of your work this summer at DPM. The Blue Hens opened their season this Thursday, August 28th, against Delaware State in Newark. Their first official FBS game is at Colorado September 6th, and their first Conference USA game is at Florida International September 20th. And that'll do it for this edition of The Green. You can find the stories and interviews you've heard online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking newsletters at the top of the page. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show happen, University of Delaware intern Brendan Patterson, Delaware Public Media's Joey Irizarry, Martin Matheny, and Sarah Petrowich. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into a first state of mind.